I'm supposed to have started already. my name's Tom Tromi. I'm here to talk about Emacs and some of the future of Emacs. Emacs is my true love in programming. You can see my kids made me a shirt because they recognize my love of Emacs. And this is a flower, but I like to think it's what eLisp thinks itself to look like. All right, so let's get started. The talk is Emacs should be eLisp, and I'll explain everything about what that means during the talk. So Emacs is at a crossroads, you know. The future of Emacs is under debate. Now, it's always under debate, but it seems to be like extra under debate. I think primarily because right now there are finally some tools that are sort of equivalent to Emacs in sort of Emacs's space. You know, like, I don't want to get into VI or whatever. It's like, but you know, VI and Emacs have had very different philosophies, and I always felt like they're never really kind of in the same area. But like VS Code is kind of more Emacs-y, and so I feel like that's been exerting some pressure on Emacs. So, you know, I am like an infrastructure guy, you know. Emacs, I think, if you go look at some other talks, like Perry Metzger has a couple of great talks about Emacs and the future of Emacs. And he talks a lot about like user features, and people talk a lot about the display engine. And I think that stuff is all really great, but it's not my interest. You know, I'm more like a language guy and an infrastructure guy. So I like to focus on kind of the lower levels of Emacs, like stuff like performance, you know. Like eLisp is sort of slow. And there are some other things that Emacs could use, like to evolve and be a better engine for not just editing, but all the other things that I know you do in Emacs, or that I do in Emacs, like reading mail and IRC and calendars and whatnot. So in addition to just like plain performance, like Emacs hasn't kept up with the multi-core revolution. It doesn't do threads really at all. Like it has this cooperative threading thing that I actually largely implemented, but it's not like great. Or like adding a better garbage collector to Emacs. Emacs's garbage collector is what I like to call worst of breed. It is the most basic garbage collector ever written. But you know, nowadays like garbage collectors are in other environments are high technology and help the overall performance of the system. And just like, you know, Emacs. One thing Emacs has had over the last 10 years or so is like a package revolution, right? Since the introduction of the package manager, there's tons of eLisp out there. You can install all kinds of things, but the core can't be changed. You know, the core is just what it is, right? And so that's something we're going to talk about a little bit later in the talk. So, I don't know if you know how Emacs is implemented. Emacs, at its heart, is a Lisp implementation. It's written in about 400,000 lines of C code. And the Lisp implementation includes things like buffers and displays. You know, the display engine is not super Lispy, but other parts of Emacs are written in a heavily macroized, like, Lispy variant of C. You know, like, if you go look in there, like, there's stuff like macros for taking the car of a console or the cooter of a console or whatever. And it looks a lot like Lisp in it. I mean, if you put the right goggles on, you know? So it's 400,000 lines of C, and then it's 1.7 million lines of Lisp. So it's actually mostly Lisp code, you know? All the stuff you normally do in Emacs is you're running Lisp code. And so one idea that comes up is how could we improve these things, improve the performance, add better threading, you know, improve the GC? Well, the same idea keeps coming up over and over. Let's replace the core, you know. Let's get rid of the C code and do something else. Well, what else? Okay, there's a lot of ideas on the table. So the first idea you've probably heard is Guile. You know, there's this idea. Guile is the GNU standard scripting language. It's a dialect of scheme. And so the idea is let's replace the core of Emacs you know, the Lisp engine with Guile's Lisp engine. Now, I am not a fan of this plan, okay? It requires, like, replacing most of the C code. All the plans that I think are interesting plans do that. But the problem with Guile, there's two big problems. One is, Scheme is not Emacs Lisp, you know? They're very different. Like, the nature of Lisp, of course, is that every person has their own dialect and we're all at war with each other all the time. But Guile and, or Scheme and Emacs Lisp are actually very different in a deeper way. Like, Emacs is a Lisp too. Every symbol has multiple slots, functions and variables can have the same name. Guile is a Lisp 1 where functions and variables are unified. Guile has a false type. Emacs has only has nil, which is the same as a list terminator. And so there's like these impedance mismatches, you know, between the Lisp dialects. Now those impedance mismatches have been solved by the Guile Lisp guys, but at the expense of making Guile an unusual scheme. So it's not really Scheme, it's like this weird hybrid thing, and I feel like that is a recipe for bugs, you know. You use some Scheme library alongside your ELISP library, and if they didn't know, well, you know, there's two false values that aren't equal because one is the magical Emacs nil, it's going to be buggy, you know. So that's just an ongoing source of problems. And then also, I feel like it would cause, like, scripting fragmentation, you know. And the idea is, right now when you work on Emacs, you can largely just write Emacs Lisp. And sometimes you can write some C code, but now you'd have to also write Guile code and understand Guile, you know. And I don't know, I think that will make many things more complicated, the debugging and so forth. It'll also, like, fragment the community. So, yeah, I don't have much time. it'll fragment the community. And then finally, there's, like, the nature of ELISP. Which is, you know, ELISP has always made decisions like, we're going to add this feature, let's just add it right to the language. So, like, you want a variable to change value when you switch buffers? Great, we'll change the scoping rules and we'll add buffer local variables. Or you want to, have properties on text buffers to display things in different fonts? Well, we'll just apply that to strings as well, so strings can have these properties and stuff. And so the nature of Emacs is to take, like, radical decisions that other languages wouldn't take, and you wouldn't see, you know, if you were working on, like, a layered system. There's also REmacs, rewriting it in Rust. I love Rust. I think this is cool. I think the problem is that there's no distinct user benefit to doing this change, and I think and it doesn't really play to the strengths of Rust. You know, Rust is about, like, having, like, an ownership model and memory safety, but Emacs, being written in this kind of lispy dialect of C, already doesn't have these problems. Everything that's important is garbage collected. In 2012, I had this wild idea, which was, if you look at Emacs, you know, the C code is this lispy dialect of C, and it's Emacs' Lisp is pretty close to Common Lisp. What if we turn the Emacs C code into Common Lisp code and run it as a Common Lisp system, unifying the type systems, you know? So an ELISP cons would be a Common Lisp cons, right? And so I started writing this, and the idea was, this is like the really wild part, my idea was, instead of rewriting the C code, what I would do is write a GCC plugin that converts C into Common Lisp, you know, but unifying, like, redefining some of these macros to be magical symbols that the compiler could convert into idiomatic Common Lisp. Okay, yeah, it kind of worked. Like, I mean, I got C code that looked, or I got Common Lisp code that looked like a faithful translation of little, you know, parts of the Emacs implementation. But the problem is, again, there's an impedance mismatch. Common Lisp is not Emacs Lisp. They're closer, but they're not the same. For instance, buffer local variables, or this business with the strings and having properties on strings. And then also, it's, like, impossible to maintain this kind of thing, because you wouldn't actually be developing Common Lisp. The output of the compiler, you know, was, like, taking the CFG and generating this giant tag body thing. You would never want to work on that code. So you'd actually be still programming in C and doing this, like, ridiculous transformation. So I don't think that was very viable. So But then I thought, you know, common Lisp implementations are written in common Lisp, and if they can do it, you know, we can do it. So I think Emacs should be Emacs Lisp. The benefits are, you know, because the core would be Emacs Lisp, it would be hackable. That sort of thing where the package system let all these packages bloom, now the packages could affect the core. They could add features to the display engine. You know, they could do other things. We could add better threading. You know, the primary problem with threading in Emacs, aside from fear, right, like we're afraid to turn it on and make it like preempting, the problem is, you know, that fear is justified on this thing where the C implementation, do you really know, like when it's constructing a const on the heap, is it working atomically enough so that the tag bits are there when the garbage collector running in another thread would see it? You know, I'm talking really fast. But if you're doing a translation step, right, you have Elisp for the core and you're writing a translator, you get to make those decisions in the translator in one spot. So it becomes easy to add to be sure that there's no low-level threading consistency problems. It's easier to add a higher performance garbage collector. These, you know, nowadays garbage collectors rely on write barriers or read barriers, which is like every time you read from the heap or write to the heap, you do a thing, you know? And in Emacs terms, that would be going through all the C code and auditing every place where you might do an assignment and do a thing. Well, that's extremely difficult in C, but in a compiler, it's extremely easy. So my vision for Emacs is that the only C code in Emacs would be in libraries. You know, Emacs would still probably use GTK and OpenSSL and, you know, the JPEG library, unless someone really got jazzed about rewriting that in Emacs, which, you know, I would fully support that kind of thing. But my, you know, my idea is we should move towards this, where Emacs, the core is in Elisp, and it only uses libraries. And to do that, you need an FFI, foreign function interface. I wrote one. It uses the Emacs module system. It wouldn't be directly usable by a compiler, but the idea would be to use the same kind of syntax so that interpreted Elisp could do one thing, and then when you compile it, it could just compile into direct calls. There's a few compilers out there already for Elisp, so this is not like just pie-in-the-sky stuff. There were three attempts at a libjit-based compiler. I wrote one of them. It's on my benchmarks. It's like three times faster. You know, it jits everything before it it jits a function before it invokes it, and you know, you don't even really notice. Like, I mean, it's faster, and that's all. I could give a demo maybe. There's a replacement for libjit called Mir that I might try. It's a new thing that's also being looked at by Ruby. So, but these are just libraries off the shelf, you know, for doing the code generation and stuff, and it would fit into this general theme. The only C code would be in libraries. There's also an ahead of time compiler. You know, so Emacs, when it gets built, it compiles all the Elisp in the tree into bytecode, and then some of it, there's this process called undumping, where it loads the core bits of Elisp and then writes out a serialized form of the heap to make startup faster. And so kind of the idea here is all that Elisp, you know, could be compiled ahead of time into just object code. And then when we have the core of Emacs written in Elisp, we could do the same thing. Run the ahead of time compiler and just generate, you know, an executable. I wrote another compiler. I've written several because this is like an obsession of mine. So this one is a compiler written in Elisp for Elisp. It's an SSA-based compiler. It does a bunch of optimizations and stuff. And then it currently can generate C. It's not complete. This is important because it helps solve the bootstrapping problem. You know, the idea is, if Emacs is in Elisp, where does the first Emacs come from? And the idea is, well, you just compile it and you check in the C files. So, yeah. So the first build would just be from C. So that's, yeah, bootstrapping. There are some weirder ideas for bootstrapping. We'll skip that. Some other things we could do, you know, if we got to this point, is like we could have the compiler replace regular expressions with code. If you know about CCL, there's a second specialized weird interpreter in Emacs that's just for internationalization. We could get rid of that because performance would no longer be a problem. So here's an example of like some of the changes, what they'll look like when we do this. This is a function, you can't quite read this comment, but there is some code in Emacs that's written in C purely for performance. You know, like one is this function widget put, and this is like an example of the macro IC. You know, check that this is a const, this will throw an exception if it's not, and then set the cutter to some, you know, thing. And any Lisp, we just translate that like into Lisp. It's just normal Lisp, you know. This, when you run it through one of these compilers, it's the same as the other thing. You know? Here's another example. This is one that came from REmacs. They rewrote there's an arctangent function. They rewrote it in Rust to kind of demonstrate the nice parts of their rewrite, which is like they have a Rust macro system that makes this much shorter. But in ELISP, you know, it's just like the obvious ELISP. And you say, well, this just, you know, where did the there go, you know? Like, you have to do something. You have to turn a Lisp thing into a C thing. How's that done in this? And the answer is it's done by the compiler. You know, it's all under the hood. You don't have to worry about it. You just write Lisp code. And then this gives an example of how, like, the foreign function interface works. We're just saying, you know, the math library has these functions, and then we just call them in some way. All right, so that's what I want to do. You can see we're taking steps towards doing that. I tried to explain why I want to do it, and maybe we have like 2 seconds for a question or something.
1 minute.
1 minute. All right, we can. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom. Wait, have you thought about what sort of architectures you target for? You really think about jitting code for
Six, yeah, so, you know, I think, like, the most viable plan is, like, not to have Emacs do code generation directly, but to use one of these libraries. And libjit works on a handful of architectures, x86, ARM. Mir, I think, so far, that's Vladimir at Red Hat's working on that. I think that's x86, 64 only right now. But, you know, these jits are not large. Like, porting them is not a major effort, so, yeah.
You mentioned that you don't like a common Lisp replacement.
Yeah.
Because of fragmentation. Couldn't you have a separate engine in the meantime until the core gets fully transitioned to kind of ease that transition?
Sure.
Common Lisp?
You could maybe do that, you know. I feel like my time for this stuff is pretty limited, so I want to work toward, like, the end goal that I want, you know what I mean? And not like some digression, because if you, like with the Guile thing, if you rewrite the core once into a C that works with Guile, you're probably not going to want to do that process again, because it's a pretty big effort, you know?
So.
Okay. Okay, one more question? One more question. Anybody? All right, cool. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you'll help.